With the president speaking in less than an hour, Jack Fitzpatrick from Washington. Jack, unfair question, but I'll go with it. Do you expect a prompt, abrupt speech, or will he speak at some length? Do we know?
I'm not sure about the length of his speech. I think the context here is that the president was getting forced into this by Congress. Congress is still discussing taking action. They were talking about a bill that would require what our colleagues have now reported he will do, which is cut off oil imports.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but Jack, is this legislation Congress can do, or is this an executive order by the president?
It can be done as either, but Congress has the ability to do it, and they have the ability not only to force his hand on what we're expecting this announcement to be, but to force his hand on more. Well, so the question now is, are they threatening to force his hand to pass legislation, maybe even attach it to other must-pass legislation like the government funding bill or something along those lines that would also allow greater tariffs? There's another bill.
Jack, hold on a second. I'm sorry to break in here, but we are getting another redhead, and this also is probably what's adding to some of the upward price moves. The United Kingdom is expecting to announce a ban on Russian oil imports. It's expected to be phased in over a number of months. Meanwhile, we are getting a sense that the U.S. House is hoping to vote today on the Russian oil ban, this according to Representative McGovern. All of this coming as we do hear from the European Union that they're planning to phase out Russian oil. Do we get a sense that this really is being done entirely in coordination? Do we expect to hear something from the president in terms of international relations and the go-it-alone but not really approach that Biden is taking?
I would expect him to touch on the coordination that he has done with other countries. That is where the president can take a little bit more of a nuanced approach and work with allies more than Congress is able to. And yes, what you referred to from Congressman McGovern, who's the rules chairman, that's notable that they still want to vote today. The question is, what else might they add to that to force any additional action beyond what the president is about to talk about?
Bloomberg Radio worldwide and across this nation with Jack Fitzpatrick of Bloomberg Government. Brent crude, the global price just printing 131. That's important. 130.77, as Lisa mentioned, a 6.6% move on West Texas Intermediate. 127.38 gold, up $49. Lisa?
Honestly, these moves are amazing, and I do wonder what's next. And to your point, Jack, is this something that can get affected in terms of bans on Russian oil from Congress versus the president? Is there agreement between the two? Do we have a sense of that?
There's definitely agreement, at least on the ban on oil from Russia. That was something that got a lot of bipartisan momentum in Congress. And seems to be the issue that urged the president to act. Beyond that, I'm not sure what the president would find objectionable that Congress might be interested in. As I mentioned, there is bipartisan support for something to cut off gold being sold out of Russia, most favored nation status for Russia and Belarus, affecting the ability to increase tariffs on them is another thing that's kind of been bandied about. This may be a case in which Congress, they don't necessarily agree with each other, but Congress forces the president's hand.
Jack, one final question. Mr. Blinken in Estonia, on his way to Paris, he will meet with Macron. Tell us that meeting, the color of that meeting as relates to the White House.
I don't know if I have specific color on that meeting, although I would at least add for context, as we mentioned, the White House has to take these directions and this sort of force for more action from Congress and see what it can do with allies and also try to assure European allies that it's not needlessly harming the European economy. And so I'm sure the hesitation that the president has expressed about energy sanctions and about anything that would really have a lot of blowback in Europe is something that would be discussed.
Jeff Fitzpatrick, thank you for the brief. And again, in a half hour, Mr. Fitzpatrick and all of our Washington team will listen to each word of the president. We'll have that for you on Bloomberg.